From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Russia has vetoed a draft UN Security Council resolution seeking to end the deadly bombing in the Syrian city of Aleppo. This is the fifth time in 5 years that Moscow has used its veto to block UN action aimed at stopping the bloodshed in Syria. David Pressman, the deputy U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, on the situation in Aleppo.
The UN special envoy has warned the city will be completely destroyed by the end of the year. And we know the cause. The airstrikes conducted by Russia and the Assad regime are the cause.
The United States and its European allies have been trying to isolate Russia over its actions in Syria, suggesting that they could impose sanctions, calling for war crimes investigations. Israeli police shot dead a Palestinian man who, they say, opened fire on a group of people in Jerusalem, killing at least two Israelis. Israeli officials say the gunman wounded at least six others in Sunday's attack. Israeli police have been bracing for an increase in aggression during the Jewish high holidays. Rosh Hashanah was last week. Yom Kippur begins Tuesday. A military helicopter has crashed in northern Afghanistan, killing all seven on board. A defense ministry spokesman blamed a technical fault with the Russian-made aircraft for going down in conflict-gripped Baghlan province while it was transporting supplies to Afghan forces. The Taliban claims its fighters shot down the helicopter as the terror group continues to fight Afghan government forces in the region. A weakened Hurricane Matthew is nearing the end of its week-long charge through the Caribbean islands and along the U.S. Atlantic coast after killing nearly 1,000 people, most of them in Haiti, where the death toll could rise. U.S. military spokesperson Peter Cook says the United States is sending aid to Haiti and other parts of the Caribbean.
In response to the hurricane's impact in the Caribbean and a request from the U.S. Agency for International Development, Secretary Carter has granted approval for Southcom to expend up to $11 million of overseas humanitarian disaster and civic aid funds to provide disaster relief support, including transportation support in the Caribbean, airfield and port assessments, as well as airfield operations support.
At last note, the hurricane center was 100 kilometers off the U.S. East Coast, moving slowly out into the Atlantic in a twisting path, taking it well east of any populated areas. This is VOA News. In U.S. politics, Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump is vowing to stay in the presidential race, saying in a tweet, the news media and the establishment are trying to thwart his candidacy while the release of a 2005 video recording of Trump making lewd remarks about women. During the last month of campaigning, Trump said he will focus on his Democratic opponent, Hillary Clinton, by arguing that her husband, former President Bill Clinton, has committed far worse misdeeds against women. Trump and Clinton will face off Sunday night in the second of three debates during the final weeks of the campaign. And of course, VOA will have live coverage beginning at 1 hour Universal Time tomorrow. Check out our website, voanews.com, for the debate and all the news about the U.S. presidential election. White House officials say the Obama administration is launching an immediate review of its support for the Saudi-led coalition fighting in Yemen following an airstrike Saturday that killed more than 140 mourners at a funeral in Sana'a that left at least 500 others wounded. Most accounts of the incident said the devastation was caused by missiles fired by one or more warplanes, possibly the most damaging attack since the Saudi air campaign in Yemen began in March of 2015. Saudi Arabia denied any involvement in the incident and says it plans to launch an investigation into the attack. German police are searching for a suspect identified as 22-year-old Jabir Albuquerque after receiving intelligence that he was planning a bombing attack. Albuquerque is from Syria, and it's unclear whether he was among a million asylum seekers who entered the country last year. A series of attacks hit Germany this summer, with the Islamic State claiming two in late July. And health professionals and public health advocates worldwide are celebrating World Mental Health Day Monday with an effort to promote awareness of mental health issues as a factor in first aid treatment plans. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.